event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com from the St. Pete Store at the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. We're live on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
And he has also a gift for being a maker, and you can see some of his plumbing skills along with the design of the ability to create wonderful displays for us as well. Scott Wagman.
Chris Steinacker is speaking, the president and CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber.
Scott donated the paint for this. I mean, that was a solution for a lot of issues in our community, but this time it works. So, Scott, if you're in the room, thank you for contributing. So there are a lot of those folks. Also, the gifted people at HSN helped us merchandise. So, Lexi, I don't know, there you are. Thank you for your contribution and helping us make sure we understand how best to really display this so the community comes in and sees it. John Collins and the Arts Alliance was part of our jury selection. John, thank you for making sure you got the word out to all those who are wonderful in our community to be part of it. Gregory Sharon Stewart was part of our community partners that allowed us to do this as well. And Jesse Landis in the city. Jesse helped us promote this. So Jesse has a wonderful communications company. And Nina in the city and Robert from the city marketing department helped us brand this thing the right way as well. We are in a partnership that is once in a lifetime, where we're all on the same page from the arts community, the business community, the city, celebrating something special. You guys are living in St. Pete at a wonderful time.
Yay!
There's something special going on here. If you don't feel it, your pulse is not moving right now. There's something good going on, and we are part of it. So what you have in front of you is an experience where people can come in, they can find out how to spend the rest of their money here, and also we can make sure they get turned on to all the wonderful places and artists and people that make St. Pete great, and hopefully take a piece of it home, and hopefully our goal is they'll get a little taste of this, spend a little money here, and then we push them out to the rest of the community to make sure they spend the rest of it here. We want them to be smiling while they're spending, but both of those things are going to make us all a wonderful community to be part of. So you have a unique experience here that I don't think has been replicated yet in the country, and hopefully we're a leader in what we're doing here. So we're not done yet. This is a work in progress. The CVB, Ron, and those folks are helping us with some touchscreen technology that's going to be on this side, where people can really get a wonderful modern experience as well. We still are going to work on some lighting. So if you all want to contribute any more of how do we make this even a better experience, please do so. So you can see, and I'm sorry to ramble on, but it's exciting times when you can bring everybody together and tout it. So now, hopefully, when we bring people in here, and we get a lot of people that still come into a visitor center, we literally have international tourists that will come into our visitor center and literally say to us, I'm here for a month, what can I do? And where should I stay? What can I go do? So there are some people that really still depend on a Chamber of Commerce and a city to say, direct me, help me do that. So I want to say, you know, this is a needed effort, and now we've got a great experience. And hopefully a lot of the artists that are in the room today, you get to know the artists. We've hopefully told a little bit of a story. They've got their stuff throughout our community, but you see a great eclectic mix of everything. So hopefully you're proud of this, because this is what we want to make sure is that you guys feel like it reflects your community. So as we tell that story. So that's what we're up to. That's part one of my presentation. Part two will be how I spent my winter vacation. So I won't do that right now. What I'd love to do is, like I said, it takes the support of business community. But everything we're doing in this community with the Chamber right now, I seem to have just been really blessed to have us have the right elected officials on board at the right time. We have a wonderful city council that really supports us. And most importantly, we have a wonderful mayor and mayor's administration that is in lock sync with what we're trying to do in our community. And so I would love to make sure that you have heard and hear from my mayor, your mayor, Mayor Rick Kreisman.
Good evening, everyone. And Chris really stole a lot of my thunder.
He
used
the
word tchotchke, which I was going to. I won't forget that one. But I do want to thank you for calling out some of my folks, because I am really blessed to have incredible team that works with me, and that includes City Council. And I'm really looking forward to Ed being sworn in as our newest council member. In the beginning of January, because it is a team and it takes a team to get things done. And this is a unique time in the city. And I can't remember, and I served on council way back in starting in 2000. I don't remember a time since then where the city, the chamber, the school district, the businesses, the arts community, everybody was going in the same direction. And you're absolutely right. And that, and when we're all focused and our vision is all the same, that's when we have success. When everyone's working together to bring the city up, that's when we have success. And that's when our businesses grow. That's when our arts community grows. And that's when great things happen. And the energy in this city right now is unlike any I have felt in a very, very, very long time. And it really is exciting. And as I said to my assistant as I was coming over today, I said, man, I am just so fired up. I can't handle it. But what I love is exactly what Chris was talking about. You come in here, and it isn't the snow globes. It isn't the tchotchkes. It is our artists. And what you get from looking at the work that's here and the items that are for sale is you feel the love for the city. And that's one of the things to me that's so cool about St. Pete right now is no matter where you're at in the city and you run into people who live here, who work here, they love the city. And it's screaming at you. These products are screaming at you. This is a place that we love. This is a place we're passionate about. This is a place we want to be. We want to live, work, and play. And that's really what a city is all about, is creating that atmosphere where people do want to live, work, and play. And you do that by having a great quality of life, having great businesses, and having great arts and culture. And God, are we blessed to have that here in St. Pete. And so I am so thrilled to be here today for us. And Chris and I love cutting ribbons. I feel like that's all we do anymore.
Double shifts sometimes.
And as I walked in and he came out, I said, this is so weird. We're cutting it here in the chamber. But how cool is that, that we're cutting it here in the chamber? So we thank all of you for being here with us today. We thank you for your passion for the city, for your love for the city, because you all are what made this city thrive. And you all are why we love being here, too. And we love what we do every day. I love coming to work. I know this guy does, too. Yep. Every single day. I can't think of a better job. I just met with a group of fourth graders, and they said, what's the best part of your job? I said, the fact that I'm here every day, I get to come and do this and watch the city grow and change, and we get to do things that make our lives and the lives of everybody here better. And it doesn't get any better than that. So thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to the artists who have contributed their heart, their soul, and their talent, and which I've already bought something.
Yes.
And I encourage all of you to do the same.
There you go. Thank you.
Spend your money. Artists do great job in giving us joy, but they need you to buy their products too. So spend your money on the incredible artwork that we have in this community. And thank you all so much.
Great.
You've been listening to live coverage from the new St. Pete store, a chamber visitor center built at the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce in downtown St. Petersburg. You heard from President and CEO Chris Steinacher of the Chamber and the Mayor of the City of St. Petersburg, Florida, Rick Kreisman, speaking live as it happened in downtown St. Petersburg on this Wednesday evening. Live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com. We bring it to you throughout the week right here.
Through the generous support of National Transaction Corporation, accepting credit cards.